Poisson et sa cliente, vous avez répondu à des questions et entendu comment marchander. Vous avez vu comment exprimer une option avec soit, soit ou either or en anglais et les expressions utilisées dans un marché. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Hello, hello, I'm your English host. Je suis votre présentatrice pour l'anglais, Michelle Joseph, ici au micro. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? C'est fait. Retrouvez-moi tous les soirs à partir de 21h, temps universel, sur VOA Afrique et sur notre site internet à www.voaafrique.com. Cliquez sur Apprenez l'anglais pour retrouver les leçons de tous les jours. Et les week-ends sur Onde Courte, le samedi et le dimanche à 20h TU. Pour mieux parler l'anglais, to speak better English, ne ratez pas English USA sur VOA Afrique. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Dans cette leçon, nous allons commencer par les introductions et les présentations. Nos interlocuteurs se trouvent dans un avion. Vous allez les entendre se présenter. My name is Michael. Je m'appelle Michael. Et notez qu'après avoir donné son nom, l'autre personne répond « Nice to meet you ». Heureux de faire votre connaissance. Répétez. Repeat. Nice. Littéralement, c'est bon. To meet. Le verbe rencontrer. You. Le pronom en objet direct. Vous ou te. Nice to meet you. Il est bon de vous rencontrer. Heureux ou heureuse de faire votre connaissance. Vous allez entendre la réponse à cette phrase. C'est la même, sauf pour le dernier mot. Nice to meet you too. To signifie aussi. À ne pas confondre avec to, qui compose tout verbe à l'infinitif. Par exemple, to meet, rencontrer. To walk, marcher. To est un adverbe. Il suffit donc que l'autre personne rajoute to à la fin d'une même phrase pour exprimer un sentiment réciproque. Listen, écoutez.
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Aux États-Unis, même dans un contexte commercial ou d'affaires, les gens se présentent par « hello » ou bien « hi ».« Hi » est typiquement américain. Répétez « hi ». Habituons-nous ensemble à cette façon de se présenter. « Hi, my name is Michelle » ou bien « hello, my name is Michelle ». Répétez après moi. « Hi, my name is Mohammed ». Hello, my name is Sophie. Hi, my name is Idrissa. Hello, my name is Moussa. Hi, my name is Chantal. Hello, my name is Frédéric. Écoutons de nouveau la rencontre de Walter et de Michael.
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Dans cette rencontre d'affaires qui suit, Max vient de s'installer à Washington. Il vient de San Francisco. Max just moved here from San Francisco.
Max just moved here from San Francisco.
Just moved. Il vient juste d'arriver. Kathy présente Max à Larry.
This is Max Wilson.
Et Larry présente Max à Elizabeth. Vous allez entendre Max. This is Elizabeth.
This is Elizabeth Moore.
Max, voici Elisabeth. C'est une façon très courante de présenter une personne à quelqu'un d'autre. Quand il y a plusieurs personnes présentes, vous allez entendre aussi Larry, have you met Max?
Larry, have you met Max?
Larry, connaissez-vous Max? Avez-vous rencontré Max? Have you met? Vous allez entendre la réponse positive. Yes, I have.
Yes, I have.
Et vous allez entendre aussi la réponse négative. No, I haven't.
Elizabeth, have you met Max?
No, I haven't.
C'est la contraction de no, I have not. Et répétez, repeat. Have you met? Yes, I have. No, I haven't. Listen. Écoutez.
Larry, have you met Max?
Yes, I have. Welcome to Washington.
Thanks, Larry.
Oh, hi, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, have you met Max?
No, I haven't.
This is Max Wilson. Max just moved here from San Francisco. Max, this is Elizabeth Moore.
Nice to meet you, Elizabeth.
It's nice to meet you too, Max.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Au cours de notre prochaine leçon, nous retrouverons Martin Lerner dans son bureau. Il parle de sport avec ses collègues et ils discutent tous d'activités futures. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Quand il s'agit du futur, en anglais, vous pensez tout de suite à going to. I'm going to. You're going to. He's going to. She's going to. We're going to. They're going to. Vous apprendrez à demander à quelqu'un ce qu'il va faire bientôt ou plus tard.
Do you like rock music?
Yes, I do. I like all music. What do you like?
Everything. No, she doesn't. She doesn't like...
Excuse me, Martin.
Let's talk about...
Good morning,
music.
Howard. Good morning, Waleed. Can we talk to you?
Lori, you're...
Sure, come in.
That's right. But I'm...
We're going to watch baseball tonight. Can you go with us?
Not tonight. I'm going to take the children to their grandparents.
Aren't they in Chicago?
My parents are in Chicago. My wife's parents are in Ocean City. We're going to Ocean City.
Are the children going to stay in Ocean City?
Yes, they're going to stay for 5 days.
That's nice.
Does your son like that?
Oh, yes. His friends are there.
My son doesn't like visiting his grandparents. They live in the country.
His friends are here.
That's right.
Doesn't he like his family?
Yes, he likes them. He likes his friends, too.
You can't go with us tonight.
Can you go on Thursday?
Sure.
Okay, let's go on Thursday.
Are you going to watch tonight?
Sure, and we're going to watch on Thursday.
See you later.
Goodbye.
First, let's talk about your music. Lori, you're a singer.
That's right, but I'm a musician too.
Do you play an instrument?
Yes, I do.
Hello, Martin. May I come in?
Of course.
Well. Do you and your wife like swimming?
Yes.
Do you like to watch swimming?
On television?
No, my daughter is going to swim in Baltimore on Saturday. Can you come to watch?
Sit down, please. I'm going to phone my wife.
Thanks.
Hello, Eileen. What are we going to do on Saturday? Kara's daughter is going to swim in Baltimore on Saturday. Kara, in the afternoon?
Yes, she's going to swim in the afternoon.
She's going to swim in the afternoon. It's a swim meet. Okay, goodbye. We can come on Saturday.
Can your daughter come?
No, she's visiting her grandparents in Ocean City. Can you come to our house?
No, thank you. We have to come home.
Okay.
Thank you.
See you on Saturday.
Do you like rock music?
Yes, I do. I like all music. What do you like?
Martin, everything. Howard and I are going to eat. Can you come?
Yes, I'm going to finish this story later.
Voici comment on pose des questions sur une activité ou un projet futur. Écoutez bien ces questions et ces réponses.
What are you going to do?
We're going to watch baseball tonight.
What are the children going to do?
They're going to stay in Ocean City. What is she going to do?
She's going to swim tonight.
What are you going to do?
We're going to eat.
Demandez à Martin Lerner ce qu'il va faire. Il vous donnera trois réponses différentes. Rappelez-vous, la question est What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Allez-y, demandez-lui la question.
We're going to watch the swim meet. We're going to watch baseball. I'm going to take the children to their grandparents.
What are you going to eat?
I'm going to have a sandwich.
Martin, what are you going to have?
I'm going to have a bowl of soup.
What are you going to drink?
I'm going to have coffee.
I'm going to have coffee too.
Ici Michel Joseph à la Voix de l'Amérique. Une petite révision. Imaginez-vous avec des amis, vous parlez de la journée de demain ou du week-end. What are you going to do? Qu'est-ce que vous allez faire? Ou qu'est-ce que tu vas faire? What are you going to do tomorrow? Réponse possible. I'm going to work. I'm going to go to the movies. I'm going to go to the football game. I'm going to watch television. I'm going to visit a friend. Recommençons. Plus rapidement cette fois-ci. What are you going to do tomorrow? I'm going to work. I'm going to go to the movies. I'm going to walk to school. I'm going to phone my husband. Faites bien la différence entre l'usage du verbe to go. Au présent actif, le verbe to go, c'est I'm going. Par exemple, I'm going to the movies. Je vais au cinéma. I'm going to the movies. Ou bien, I'm going to the restaurant. C'est différent du futur. Avec le futur, vous utilisez I'm going to et vous ajoutez le verbe qui suit, qui est celui qui donne le sens à la phrase. Par exemple, I'm going to go to the movies tomorrow. I'm going to eat at the restaurant. Futur, I'm going to. Pratiquez entre amis. I'm going to. You're going to. He's going to. She's going to. We're going to. You're going to. They're going to. Nous avons encore appris à parler un peu au futur et à demander quelques questions. Restez à l'écoute pour la prochaine fois. À bientôt. Goodbye.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to Anglais Télé. Bonjour et bienvenue à Anglais Télé. You can also find us on Facebook. My name is Michelle Joseph, and I have with me our guest...
Dan Crafton. Bienvenue, Michelle.
Dan Crafton. Bienvenue, Dan. Yeah. Thanks for coming here and being with us again.
Thanks for inviting me.
And as always, I choose to have Dan with me to explain different parts of American culture in the way an American can. And so, right? And so today, we're going to talk about human emotions. And Dan and I have shared earlier that animals also have emotions.
They have every emotion that we have.
Exactly. They express these same emotions, but we're going to stick to human beings for now.
Yeah. I think the animals do it in a different way.
Right. But we are all complicated species, and the human species has a range of emotions, right?
Right.
And all of us recognize these emotions. So we're going to look at them closely in English for you, and we're going to have fun with that.
Right.
Okay.
And you can start, Michelle.
I'm going to start. Thank you, Dan. And, well, we're going to start with something really positive that all of us can relate to, of course, and that is joy. La joie in French. And...
La joie de vivre.
La joie de vivre, that sums right? it up. And I think right. actually in English, Americans use that expression.
They do.
Because it's just so authentic and it just grabs that meaning very well. So the joy of living, la joie de vivre.
When they go to the Mardi Gras, they all have that.
Mardi Gras.
Yeah,
right.
yeah.
Well, so joy, I think everyone can relate to. It's happiness, it's uplifting.
Right.
Anything else about that emotion?
Oh, it makes you feel great about living.
Yes, and as though we are walking on clouds.
Right.
And what I like about joy, it's contagious.
Oh, yes.
I'm joyful, you're going to feel joyful.
If you're in a crowd of depressed people and you're joyful, they're usually going to be joyful.
Exactly, because it's very difficult to stop this exuberance and this feeling.
It's almost like a disease.
Ooh.
It's contagious.
All right, so that's...
If the person is positive enough.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So joy is contagious. It spreads. Actually, we can use the same terms as a... It spreads.
Like a disease. Right?
It has a reach. It
right.
has a wide reach.
Right.
A wonderful human emotion. I would like to follow joy with love. Let's stick to the positive ones right now.
Okay, good.
Love, I think everyone understands. L'amour, le grand amour, which is an emotion similar to joy in that it's also contagious. It's very powerful.
Meilleur et meilleur.
Meilleur et meilleur,
yes.
Better and better and better.
Yep.
And love, of course, is just an immense category.
And when you're in love, nothing is wrong.
Okay, being in love is être amoureux, which is a bit different from that big love. It's
a
part of that big love.
Yeah, I mean, that can encompass love of family, friends, wives, girlfriends.
Love of life.
Right. Love of life.
Someone who's full of love.
The love of being alive.
Yes.
You know.
And caring for your fellow human beings and...
And good friends.
Right. So that's a wonderful...
Emotion.
And I'm going to top that off with trust.
Oh, yeah, because without trust, there is no love.
La confiance.
right.
Sans confiance, il n'y a pas d'amour. Without love, no trust. That's a wonderful way of putting that.
I just made that up.
Well, it fits. It fits.
Yeah.
Without trust, there is no love.
Or love is hard.
Yes, because trusting actually relates to the heart as well. To entrust someone with, you know, with your heart or with everything.
With your feelings.
With your
directions. With your life.